In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Turn to the third chapter of Exodus. Third chapter of Exodus. Now I'm going to deal with a subject that normally Christian at large are not aware of this fact. We sometimes get religious, we go to church, and we're not aware of the opportunities or the privileges or that the promises that God has set for us to live while we're here on earth, days of heaven on earth. So I want to name this subject, the third time I'm preaching it, how to live in the supernatural presence of God. How to live in the supernatural presence of God. Now, some people think that's for somebody else, but that's for you. I want to give you a definition of the supernatural in two words. The supernatural presence of God. The definition is two words. Because these two words are going to mean so much to you in a little while. The two words are, I am. Now think about that. Think about that you have the privilege to live in his presence.
Yes.
And his presence means,
yes,
no matter what come up,
yes, come,
no matter what it look like,
yes,
no matter what you need to accomplish,
yes,
no matter what you need to happen, no matter where you need to go,
yes,
you're living in his I am-ness.
Yes, I am.
See, the presence of God means I am. In other words, there's no question about can you and I handle this. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And so put in your notes surrendering to the I am presence of God. Surrendering. I want everybody to say I am three times.
I am. I am. I am.
We're going to find out this was the key to Jesus' lifestyle.
Yes.
The reason Jesus was so dynamic in those 3 years he lived down on earth, he was living in an I am anointing.
Yes.
Every child of God has the right,
yes, sir,
today to live in the I am anointing.
Yes.
Now, I am means everything covered.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's another thing we must see. You can't live in the I am presence of God by feeling.
Come on.
You don't feel good all the time. You can't live in the I am presence of God by fear. Because sometimes some things in life look like they're going to defeat you. Let me say that again. Sometimes some things in life look like it's going to defeat you. You cannot ikotalamasa. You cannot live in the presence of God in fear.
Yes, sir.
Nothing in your life should give you fear from this day forward.
Yes, sir.
The presence of God cover all your fear. Normally, you'll be in fear. Something putting pressure on you.
Yes, sir.
But the revelation of this morning is I have the right not to be in fear to the point that I'm not going to make it.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
No matter what come up,
thank you, Lord.
I know I'm going to make it.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me up in here.
Yes, sir.
That's why I'm down here for you to talk to me. I'm going to make it. Look at somebody tell me,
I'm going to make it.
No matter what come up,
no,
I'm going to make it. That's good news, isn't it? Now, also, in this I am presence, Exodus 3. Now, this is a sort of technical. I don't live by facts.
Right.
What do you mean you don't live by facts? Faith overrule,
yes, sir.
Overcome,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wipe out,
uh-huh.
facts,
yes, sir.
And bring in new things,
yes, sir. Glory to God.
Miracles,
yes.
Signs, yes. And wonders. Let's read, because I'm going to take you a little further. Let's go to Exodus. You get in Exodus, you can find Exodus, can't you?
Yes, sir.
Third chapter. Now you're going to find out a great thing here. The Holy Spirit can point it out. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. Now, notice what happened here in the second verse. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, watch the bush now. The bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Just burning, just kept on burning. May your life just keep on burning. With the presence of God. Yeah, you're going to make some mistakes. Yeah, you're going to be on the wrong road sometime. And you didn't want to go to that road, but you're on the wrong road. But if that fire keep burning, you'll find your way where you're supposed to be. I'm not talking about no sin. I'm just talking about on the wrong road.
Yes, sir.
All right, go to third verse. And Moses said, it's what you need to do sometime. I will now turn aside and see his great sight, why the bush is not burned. All right, now he turned. See, sometimes you got to turn. Sometimes things are permitted in your life for you to recognize you're going the wrong way.
Come on. Yes, sir.
Sometimes God do outstanding things in your life for you to pause to see him.
Come on.
Don't go no further. I got another way I want to take you.
Yeah.
That's good.
As a Christian, you don't supposed to be living a normal life. You should have, let me say it the country way, expectation off the roof. Matter of fact, I release expectation on every person under the sound of my voice. Your life is about to get bigger.
Yes, sir.
I feel a bigger anointing. It's time for everything to expand.
Yes, 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 yes.
Hallelujah.
It's time.
They can go high on, yes, on the prices for gas and all that stuff. Yeah. You're going to have more than enough.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't worry about a thing. Yeah. Let me say it to you. Don't worry about a thing. You're in the right church. You're hanging with the right people. Glory to God. Come on, let me see now. Let me show you. Fourth verse now. When is the Lord gonna see you turn?
Come on.
From trusting other things beside him.
Yes, sir.
Trusting your little Mickey Mouse job.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Trusting your second cousin who knows three scriptures. God wants you to turn to him.
Yes, sir.
And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see. Now look what happened. You got to turn aside to see first.
Yes, sir.
God ain't calling you till you turn aside.
Yes, sir.
Look what he said. And when the Lord saw, come on, read that with me. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called. Now don't read no more. Don't read no more because you're about to see something here. I want you to see something here. I want you to see something. Prior to living in the I am presence of God, you have to surrender.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at the inner voice.
Yes, sir.
Look at the inner voice.
Yes, he did.
I want you to circle that three words, underline them. And he said,
here am I.
here am I.
Yes, sir.
Now, those words are very important to you now. Here am I. You have to surrender. Your life has to be surrendered to God to live in God's presence.
Yes, sir.
Here am I.
Yes.
Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
Because if we're talking about living in the supernatural presence of God, and the supernatural presence of God is an I am, supernatural, I am. That means everything is possible.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible. Yeah, you know what I hear? Stop being a church member.
Come on.
Be a member of God's family.
Yes.
Wow.
And put your impossible robe on. You're supposed to be wearing an impossible robe.
Yeah.
I mean, that robe can do anything impossible.
Yeah.
It turn everything into possibility.
Yes,
somebody's life going to change today.
Yes.
Listen, let me fumble around you a little bit. Somebody's life, because there's some deep stuff. Here am I. So you have to surrender.
Yes.
Are you surrendered?
Yes.
Boy, I ain't heard many noise. So she don't know whether I'm surrendering or not. Are you surrendered? Other way, can God use you? Can God call you?
Yes.
Can God change you?
Yes.
Can God tell you you're going the wrong way?
Yes.
We're talking about a lifestyle of living in the presence of God at all times.
Yes.
Even on vacation.
Yes.
You don't go on vacation and leave God home and go act a fool like you're not saved. You got to bring God everywhere with you. You got to, yeah, am I? How many of y'all ready to surrender? How many of y'all got a few things you got to get rid of? Yeah, am I? He said, draw not nigh hither, put off thy shoe from off thy feet. For the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
So he said, here am I. Now we're gonna go further. He gonna ask, who am I? I won't show you that. Because I can't get to the revelation unless I get to it. Look in 3 and 11. Exodus 3 and 11. We'll get to it. Well, that's just 2 to 10 verse. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, talking to Moses, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now, you remember he said, here am I, right? You wrote that in your note, here am I. See, all those things got to be in place before you can get to the real place. You're about to go somewhere. But you got to know those, here am I. And then things get so powerful, you ask, who am I? You need to go through those questions to get to the next answer. You're about to get to a glorious answer that can change everything in your life this morning.
Yes.
Who am I? Look what he says. Look, come now therefore, the 10th verse, I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Now the same Moses who said, here am I, in the 11th verse. And Moses said unto God, now this is a sign you're giving me, I can't handle this. So he said, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Now, I want to answer that question, who am I, for all of us? You ain't nothing. I'm not calling you on your abilities. I want you to stop trying to live by your ability.
Yes.
And stop letting the world give you certain ideas about living And I want you to follow my instruction.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Now notice what he said. Who am I? Now, have you got to that point in your life yet? Bible said, deny yourself.
Yes, sir.
Take your cross and follow me. Have you got to that point where you ask the question, are you so important? When, see, that burning bush put Moses, put him in another category, because that burning bush wouldn't burn up. It wasn't normal.
Yeah.
It was a supernatural fire.
Yeah.
May all of y'all come on a supernatural fire.
Yes. Yes.
May you begin to burn on the inside with the goodness and the glory of God. I receive the goodness and the glory of God that burning on the inside of you right now.
Hallelujah.
Some of y'all didn't even receive that. Some of y'all didn't even receive that. You on the line, who am I? Though you didn't want to underline that, but go ahead and circle that too. Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Now notice here. Now, I want you to deal with your situations in life. We're about to deal with them now, all right? You didn't find out, you said, all of you all, I believe here, are Christian, you're online, you've surrendered to God. You love God. You've said to God, yeah, I am. But sometime in life when you're in battle, you're wondering, who am I? Who am I? And so your identity about to change. I see your identity, the wisdom. The wisdom of your identity is about to change in this scripture. And you're not going to live in the presence of God on holidays, on Easter and Christmas, but you're living God present every day. Amen? Now watch what he says here. See, when you're in, when you're living in the presence of God, look at the 12th verse now. Shout, y'all ought to be shouting now. 12 verse, you, the 12 verse now.
Yes.
Say to me.
Hallelujah.
I will be with thee.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
He didn't say I'll be with thee. He didn't say I will be with thee. He didn't say according to what you're going through, I'll be with you. It doesn't make no difference. Wherever you go from this day forward, you have to know. He's saying, certainly, I will be with thee. Tonight, tomorrow, next week, you will hear his voice and my voice. Certainly, I am with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. Now we're finna get to the good part.
Yes, sir.
And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, when I come to that next problem, when I come to that next situation, how am I going to deal with it? And Moses said unto God, the 13th verse, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your father hath sent me unto you, they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Here we go.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Verse 14, here we go.
Yes, sir.
Your life come off the hook right now.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Look at it. See, don't read this. And God said to Moses. It's not about you, Moses. I want you to lose your identity in me. I'm giving you a brand new identity. I'm giving you my credentials. I'm giving you my name. I'm Jehovah Jireh. I'm your provider. I'm Jehovah Rapha. I'm your shepherd.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
is not about who you are.
Uh-huh.
It's about who I am in you.
Hallelujah.
And God said to Moses, ooh, look what he said in verse 14. What he said?
I am that I am.
What does that mean? What does that mean? I am that I am. I mean, he used I am twice.
Yeah.
I am that I am. Thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. So God, today, want to be your I am.
Uh-huh.
I am whatever you need me to be.
Uh-huh.
Are you following?
Yes.
Now watch this. Watch this. I want to go back to this. Watch this. Write this in your note. You must place your identity in God's identity. That's what that means. All right. Here we go. We're about to get deeper here. Here we go. We're going to place you now. Here is the apostolic switch to living in God's presence. There's an apostolic switch you need to flip. To live in God's presence.
Uh-huh.
You ready?
Yes.
You want to go there?
Yes.
Galatians chapter 2.
Yes. Morning, watch
it. Verse 20.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Here's how, yes, how you switch into your rightful place. Here's how you switch. Now, let me go ahead of myself a little bit. This was Jesus' secret. Jesus kept saying, I am.
I am.
Where do you think you got that from? I am.
Yeah.
I go ahead of myself. I am the bread of life.
Uh-huh.
I am the vine.
Yes.
I am the door.
Yes.
He was in the circle with God.
Yes.
And the same privilege that Jesus had is given to the church.
Yes.
To you as a believer. You have a right to say, I am.
I
am blessed.
I am
strong.
I am
victorious.
I am glorious.
I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. Not I'm going to be, I am. Now watch what happened here. You got to die.
Yes.
That flesh don't want to die. That flesh don't want to die. That flesh come up every time. This is what I want. You got to know to tell that flesh, shut up and follow instruction.
Uh-huh.
Now in about 10, 15 minutes, the glory is going to hit and I'm going to shut up. I feel the presence of God coming up.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why I'm down here today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Go set that on the altar. Wake up. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now watch this scripture because you're not going to qualify for the revelation of this morning if you don't follow this scripture. Galatians 2:20 now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I am crucified with Christ.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I am.
Nevertheless, I live.
Yes.
Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And the next verse said, I will not frustrate the grace of God.
Right.
So you got to have grace on you to be in the circle with God.
Yes.
He's not going to let you in now. The supernatural presence of God is going to call for you to die daily. Jesus, how many days did Jesus say, take up your cross? Every day.
Every day.
See. You have to let sometimes, you know, sometimes you got to let the Spirit slay you.
Yes, sir.
Because you get them in your flesh and you get riled up. You know, you need some help. Any of y'all ever need any help?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Any of y'all ever get hot?
Yes, sir.
Some people said that. Some people just said that's normal. Now, I don't never get up. Nobody never get under my skin. You lying. Shut up.
Come on.
All of us get hot sometimes.
Yes, sir.
I'm right, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you get hot. You got to get all calm and all that. Yeah. He can get hot too.
Yes, sir.
All right, so to qualify, Galatians 2:20 and 21, you got to be crucified.
Yep.
Now, Jesus revealed a threefold step. What I said?
Jesus revealed a threefold step.
About your I am-ness. You read the scripture, but you didn't see it on that base. In John 14:6,
yes, sir.
Jesus revealed a threefold step in walking in the presence of God. Three things, three functioning have to be in your life. And Jesus, in his I am-ness, he said, I am the way.
Yes,
so you need to know the way.
Yes, sir.
The ways of God are supernatural.
Yes, sir.
It's not normal. You can't find this in a college.
Mm-hmm.
But yet Jesus gave it three openings. Jesus said, I am the way. I am. I am the way.
Yes, sir.
Catch it now.
Yes,
I am the way.
Yes, sir.
I am the truth.
Yes, sir.
I am. All three of those belong to you in your I am-ness.
Yes, sir.
You can say it, but most Christians are afraid to say it or scared to say it because they think it's too high. But because of what the Lord have done for you, you can say the same thing because the way live on the inside of you.
Amen.
The truth live on the inside of you. And the life is on the inside of you. So you can say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You're saying, Jesus in me, the same way that Jesus go, I can go.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So you always have those three pathways you can take. If the world gets stiff, step in one of those pathways. The way, the truth, and the life. All three are supernatural. Every time you feel like you're failing, you got off the trail. Because when you're on the way,
yes,
the truth, and the life, you can't fail. Here's a profound thing. You got to stop living by feeling.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said we walk by
faith.
Think about it now. Think about your last test or your last feeling sorry for yourself or like you're not going to make it. How were you living?
Feeling.
Yes, sir. Feeling. So from now on, you're going to live by faith.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you.
See? Don't pray by feeling. Don't read the Bible by feeling. Don't tell me you love me by feeling, because I don't trust you. You got to be done by faith. Just think about how your life would have been if you'd have lived by faith. Every time you got in trouble, what you were living by? Feeling. Answer me up. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Feeling. Feeling. You can't fail in faith.
Thank you.
Threefold step. Now, what are they? Read it. John 14. Read it three times. Read it again.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
One more time.
Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me.
So any situation that come up, you got these three.
Yes, sir.
the way, the truth, and the life. Don't cry till you go through those three. Don't worry. I dare you pass through one of those passages or one of those steps and opening before you let this, what's coming against you, get up on you. Pass through one of those ways.
Yes, sir.
And you'll come out on top.
Yes.
Come on, now I'm giving you a solution now. Because
yes,
the Holy Spirit is going to recall this. The next time you attack and look like things not going right, those three things are going to be standing before you.
Yes, sir.
Have I checked the way yet? Have I checked the truth out yet? Have I checked the life out yet? That's part of your identity. See, Jesus was living in his I am identity. I'm asking you to live in your I am identity, which is the same identity that he had. How many of y'all ever been through something that could have helped you? How many of y'all ever been through something and never checked not one of them three ways? You know what I'm saying? So don't say God not telling you, he's showing you something, because other things gonna come up.
Yeah.
But you're gonna pause and say, I got a supernatural way I can take out of this.
Amen.
I have a supernatural truth.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a supernatural life.
Yeah.
Why I'm sitting in this bag?
Yes.
That Satan had put me in.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes.
Supernatural way, supernatural truth, supernatural life.
Yes, sir.
Why am I worrying? Why am I worrying? I would say, why am I worrying? You got those three paths now. If you're going to function in his presence, you got to function in those three paths. Somebody getting delivered in you this morning. It's somebody dealing with something. Don't you ever say somebody dealing with something. But if you're listening, God is pulling you out this morning. I got three divine steps I can take that Satan and nobody can stop.
Amen.
I got somebody who can make a way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory. Out of no way. Every lie that Satan tried to use against me, I heard him say, you shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free. Huh? Then I got a life that is off the hook. I have eternal life.
Yeah.
Within that eternal life, I have abundant life.
Yeah.
I have a victorious life.
Yeah.
Thanks be to God that give me the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I got the victory. I'm living in the supernatural presence of God daily. What a divine right. What a divine, and listen, not by feeling, not by fact, not by fear. Everything from God has to be operating by
faith.
By faith.
Yes, sir.
You don't even operate by figures. Operate by faith. We're talking about living in the supernatural presence of God on a daily basis. My goodness. Listen. Listen to it. Jesus is the door and voice to God present in every situation. Woo. Jesus is the door, write it down, and voice to God's presence in every situation. Turn to John 10. Jesus is the door and voice to God's presence in every situation. Think Think about your next problem. Think about your next deal, next decision you have to make. Look at what it said. Jesus is the door and voice. So now you got a door and a voice. Jesus is the door and voice of God present in every situation.
Yes.
So you always got a door.
Yes.
You heard me, young man? You always got a voice. I heard the scripture say, be still and know I'm God. Sometimes we move too fast. So you leaving here with a revelation that Jesus is the door. He said, I am the door.
Yes.
That I am door belong to me. That I am voice. Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
That I am voice belong to me.
Right.
Other words, I am connected with a voice that has every answer. My sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Every time it looked like failure, you follow the voice of a stranger. Now hear these words. Please stop feeling sorry for yourself. Your sorrow is my glory. If you just turn to me, I work through infirmity. I work through shortcoming. I work through look like you're not going to make it. Give me three hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And recognize that there's a shifting going on in your life right now. There's a shifting going on in your life right now. So you got a voice, you got a door, you got a supernatural voice and a supernatural door. Are you listening?
Yes.
Turn to you at John 10:1. John, Gospel, chapter 10, verse 1. I'm not going to preach much longer. Y'all can't take too much. Some heavy stuff been said to you. See, it ain't about no feeling here, y'all. We ain't talking about no feeling. We talking about some truth here.
Yes,
that your life has changed.
Yes,
see, then thank God. Say everybody say, thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Say it again.
Thank God for the Holy
Say it again.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
See, here's how it go. I come and deliver what he tell me to deliver. He go home with you. When it come in your car or wherever you are on your job, whenever it come up that you need that, the Holy Spirit recall it. So I'm hearing these words. This meeting not over yet. Everybody ought to live better. Jesus said, "Very, very, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbing up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber." Let's go through the door. In the second verse, thief and a robber, yeah. But he that entered in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the portal is open. Go back to that first verse. Very, very, I say unto you, he that entered not by the door into the sheepfold, but clambered up some other way. The last time that you thought you were failing. The last time that you thought you wasn't going to make it. Went to the wrong door. But from now on, you're going to check that door out and go through the right door. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I get happy by myself. Glory to God.
Praise
His holy name.
Praise His holy name.
The Lord is good.
The Lord is good.
His mercy endures forever.
His mercy endures forever.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God loved me, this I know.
God loves me, this I know.
For the Bible tells me so.
Hallelujah.
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 Get some Holy Ghost stirred up in here. Glory to God. Bless His holy name. I got a door to go through.
I got a way to go through.
I got a voice talking to me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not by myself. Everybody go through something sometime. Don't be looking in the mirror talking about why me. Why not you? Give God your infirmities and watch what happens. And I'm telling you online, you're not here by accident today. Spirit of God is going to speak to you about some of these things. I want to rush and go through them. Clothes. Sit down. Go back to John 10. Go back there a few minutes. 10:1. Verily, verily, I say to you, he that enter not, turn your Bible, not by the door into the sheepfold, but climb up some other way, the same as thief and robber. That's what keep you. You mean, is it possible that I can become the own thief of my life? Is it possible that Satan is not stealing from me? I'm stealing from myself?
Yes.
Is it possible I keep going through the wrong door? The internet door. Somebody got a shortcut without Jesus. Look, God made man and woman. God ain't made no sissies. No man can have no baby. And no woman can make a baby. So all them little feelings, you're talking about, I got that feeling. I don't know what I am. Just come to me. I'll slap the hell out of you. Because that's all that is, hell. That's all that is. About three or four slaps, you, an anointing hit you, bow. I'm a girl. They can't change. I don't know how I got over there. We can't let them change the Bible. You can't change God's word. Talking about walk in love. Ain't no love. Come here. That's why I'm glad we got the he and she started, right? Then we're going to do the parent one, too. So we'll know here at Word of Life exactly how to handle this messed up culture. Turn to John 15, I'm going to close. Write these words. Stand connected to the vine of God's presence. There's another time Jesus said, I am the vine. And Jesus kept talking about his I am. Now you can do that. I'm a child of God. I'm filled with the Spirit. You see what I'm saying? Your I am-ness is real, just as real as Jesus was. Jesus was successful because he had an I am ministry. He had, here we go. He had an I am lifestyle. Amen. Write that down. He had an I am lifestyle in Christ. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
All of us have a right to have an I am lifestyle. I'm healed. I'm rich. I'm happy. I'm free. I'm strong. I'm blessed. I'm anointed.
Hallelujah.
I noticed I never said anything about I'm old, I'm poor, and I'm worried. I never said that. You said that. I ain't said none of that. You don't supposed to be saying that. John 15. Let's call that. John 15. Verse 1. Stand connected to the vine of God present. If you stay connected to the vine of God present, what's going to happen? I'm going to see who we are now. You stay connected to the vine of God's presence, what's going to happen? Think about it. Think about it. Huh? I got our dinner. That's good, but think about it. I mean, none of y'all going to answer me? Well, it's a simple answer. It's a simple answer. What's the vine all about? Being connected. What's the vine all about? Fruit. Divine results. Because you connected to the vine, you're always going to be able to produce supernatural fruit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, kindness. You override that body. You override the senses. You override the situation. You override what that person did to you. But you still can walk in love. You still can walk in faith. Because you're connected to a supernatural vine that's putting the substance on the inside of you. Got it? So from now on, you're going to produce supernatural fruit. All right, let's read this John 15:1. Let's read John 15:1. Yes, ma'am, I receive. Yes, ma'am, I receive. But the envelope and money. For his fruit. I see it's for his fruit. All right, let's read John on my clothes. Let's read John 15. I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Go to the next verse. Every branch in me that bears not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that bears fruit, what do? Purge it, and that he may what? I declare you're going to bring more fruit in your life than you ever had before. In the name of Jesus. Do you receive that? Say, Apostle. I receive it right now. Fruit is manifesting in my life right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You stand up. Go to the next verse. Now you're clean through the word, which I've spoken unto you. Go to the next verse. Go to verse 4. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can you except you abide in me. I got somewhere I want to go. Go to the next verse. I am the true vine. What did he say next? You are the branches. So we're connected, right?
Yes.
He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth. What? That's life. Without me, you can do nothing. Go to the sixth verse. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as the branch and is withered, and men gather them and carry them into the fire. That's over. We're going to stop letting this world and this junk cast us in the fire because of the next verse. One of my favorites. Let's read it together.
If you abide
Read it again.
Read it.
Wait, hold it. I don't want you just reading it. I want a deposit made now. I want you reading it personally. And I want an invitation to come when you're reading it.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
I don't want ritually read this.
Yes.
This is gonna be my closing.
Yes.
I don't want ritually read it. I want to read it by revelation.
Yes, sir.
And I want it to be applied to your situation.
Yes, sir.
I want you to leave here in total peace.
Yes, sir.
Physically, mentally, financially, maybe nothing have changed. But I want you to leave here spiritually changed.
Yes,
and it's going to change everything else.
Yes, sir.
I want you to leave here with that voice on the inside of you. I want you to know that God is not a man. If he said it,
he'll make it good.
I want you to read that verse. Receive it as your own. Not the person next to you. I want you to receive this verse. Ready? Read it. Read it again.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you.
I had an American Express card one time. I sent it back. I just wanted to have it a few minutes. It was a black card, wasn't it, Leroy? Black card. And what was so dynamic about it? No limit. I might get that card back again. Shoot. Just to have it in your pocket, you know. It's American Express card. It's a black card. It has no limit. In other words, I guess you can go buy a car with it. Now, don't go check for it if you ain't got enough backup. It's not everybody walking around with that card in their pocket, you know. I got to think about that card. I don't need this card. Send it on back. But you just got one.
Yeah. Receive it. I receive it.
Yeah. John 15:7 is that card.
Right.
And beyond that card.
Right.
That's why, one more time, read it again. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If there's someone here believing God leading you to this ministry, I want you to step out, bring your Bible and your purse, whatever with you, because I'm going to give you some information. There's somebody here who have not accepted Jesus Christ. I want you to step out right now. There's someone here online. There's someone here who never been baptized with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. I would like for you to step out right now. Come stand at the altar with me. If you believe this is your church, you believe God will lead you to this church, I want you to step out. Come stand at the altar with me. Come stand at the altar with me. Right, Freddie? Stand at the altar with me. If that's you, I want you to come online. If you want to become a member online, I want you to go ahead on and become a member now. Call in. Anybody here need to make a decision? I'm waiting for you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. We're doing good. Hallelujah. I'll teach on His presence some more. Glory to God. Anybody, God bless. You must go to our, I don't know, what our television name? LeroyTomlinson.tv and look at it again, listen to it again. That's what I do. I check it out twice. I'll sit on my porch and put it on and listen at it. Because a lot of time I say things I don't know I've said it. Thank God for His goodness. You know, we got a camp meeting coming up. What the theme is? The glory is falling. My goodness. I don't know what I'm stuck here for a minute, Leroy. I don't know what it is. Kimbro neta tarivisko naya. Urabahasaka tarabasi si kota. Mendele borana masikite. Get ready to step out. This is your hour. Get ready to step out. This is your hour. And step out in power. For my hands upon you in a special way. Oh, my God. And my glory is on you in a special way. Worry not. Fear not. Keep stepping forward. Because I'm before you. And I'll make a way out of no way. The case is settled. Don't worry about it anymore. The case is settled. The changes that need to be made are being made while you're standing here. What you've asked me to do, I'm doing it now. Because of your faithfulness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know who this is for. Stop running and start walking. Stop running. In other words, you're moving too fast. Walk sometime. Shoo. Everybody who's dealing with back problem, put your hand on your back. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Freedom cometh to your back now. Pain, we come against you. You have to leave in the name of Jesus and by the power of the blood. If you're having a problem with your legs, put your hand on your leg, your thigh, whatever it is. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your muscles and your nerve and the power in your legs will be regenerated right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What is that? To the night watch. All right, glory to God. Hallelujah. To the night watch. One of our problems is we don't pause enough. We're always in a hurry. Get in the spirit world. Now the whole place is full with smoke right now. So I see smoke all over the place. Smoke represents the Holy Ghost. And I believe something going on in here. Some things I didn't call being dealt with right now. And it's getting whiter and whiter. It's getting whiter and whiter. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. There's a haze over the whole auditorium right now. In the name of Jesus. be ministered to. God love you. Lift your hand and grab what belongs to you. You young people, grab what belongs to you. I see all y'all young people, look at you, young lady. Y'all protected. Protection be upon you. May the covering be on all of y'all right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Shh. Smoke. A mist. Oh! It's over the whole place right now. The whole house filled with smoke. Shh. Thank you, Lord. May every person be ministered to. May God's love wrap around you right now. Nobody may have told you lately that they love you, but I'm telling you right now, I love you. God love you. And your sisters and brothers around you love you. You're not by yourself. Ooh, my goodness. Somebody needs to hear that. You're loved. You're loved. No matter how ugly the other people act, you're loved. God wants you to know that. Sometimes you have to take out time to help your brothers and sisters, you know. That's what it's all about. That's what we come here for, you know. We didn't come here just to shout. We come here to be ministered to. And you don't know what people are going through. You know what you're going through. Because everybody's going through something. But sometimes people are going to miss going through a whole lot. They just need to hear the word, you're loved. God love you. And I love you. Come on, son. Glory to God.